Judge Amy Coney Barrett is set to become the ninth justice on the Supreme Court Monday. The Senate is expected to confirm her to the High Court in a vote Monday evening, probably about 7:26 p.m. Eastern. A simple majority of the 100-member chamber will have to vote in favor of her nomination. If so, Justice Barrett is likely to be sworn in as soon as Monday or Tuesday. Tropical storm Zeta formed over the weekend in the Gulf of Mexico and is expected to develop into a Category 1 hurricane by late Monday. It should make landfall between Florida's western panhandle and western Louisiana later in the week. Zeta is the 27th named storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. Cooler waters near the Gulf Coast and an increase in wind shear could allow for some weakening before Zeta makes landfall. Still, the National Hurricane Center cautions even strong tropical storms can produce a significant storm surge, rainfall, and wind impacts. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
VP Mike Pence on 60 Minutes.
Trusting the American people to do what's right. That's what Vice President Mike Pence says is the best way to deal with the coronavirus. He told CBS's 60 Minutes that he and the president believe Americans will do what's right when it comes to Thanksgiving gatherings.
Families may make a decision that certain elderly family members might take a pass. But I think the difference between President Trump and me and some of the public voices in this debate over the last year has been we trust the American people.
When asked about reopening schools, Pence said the administration is dedicated to getting schools all of the testing and protective equipment they need to run classes safely, adding that students and parents should follow local health recommendations.
I think they should adhere to whatever criteria the school administrators and local health officials determine to be appropriate. But really, again, I want to say the American Academy of Pediatricians made it clear early on that distance learning, this online learning, is no substitute for being in the classroom.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Sure, the world watches as Judge Amy Coney Barrett faces her final hurdle to become a justice. Also on this historic day, NASA will have a special press conference about an exciting new discovery about the moon. The space agency has not revealed any details about the discovery, but said it could support deep space exploration. NASA will reveal the mystery at noon Eastern. World Series Game 5 goes to the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 over the Tampa Bay Rays. Max Muncy was the ninth Dodger to home run in Game 5. He tells MLB some of the keys in the game.
Yeah, it was a lot. You know, last night was obviously a little bit of a dud for us, but you know, I think tonight really speaks to the volume of the guys we have in the clubhouse. You know, we were able to move past it. It didn't bother us. We went out and played our game tonight. You know, I didn't feel like he was landing the curveball, and he went 3-1 heater, and I just thought I'd take a chance. Let's get the barrel out in front here in case he gets a full count heater, and you know, he put it right there for me. You know, Mookie getting us started, that was kind of the whole game right there. He set the tone for us, and we just kind of carried it from there.
Game 6 is Tuesday, and Game 7 is Wednesday, if necessary, on Fox. The Colorado wildfires continue to burn. Colorado resident Tom Atkinson tells USA Radio News his accounts.
A catastrophic situation and scene I've never seen before in my entire life.
About a foot of snow Sunday is helping firefighters. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.